Viola.
Hi, this is Susan from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area who are about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Oh, sure. I would love to hear this survey.
Okay. Just a moment. Would you prefer to, okay, in English, do you think of yourself as, in which, okay, I'm sorry, hold on just a second, because I'm trying to get to the page. Okay. In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Thank you. What is your zip code?
10562.
10562, thank you, sir. Okay, are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
72.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Neither.
Okay. What is your race? White, Black, American Indian, Asian, Middle Eastern?
White.
Thank you.
White.
Thank you, sir. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican right now.
Okay.
The Democrats are a fucking joke.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount
Zero.
Of power. Zero. Okay.
Zero.
I know.
I live in New York. I live in New York, and I side with Republicans. So.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican
Trump.
Donald Trump? Trump.
Trump.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I'm sorry. The first one is, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. The second statement is, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making the decision for themselves. The third one is, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
The second one.
Okay. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Would that be the first one, abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York? Second one, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. The third, abortion is banned with a few exceptions, in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York.
The second one,
okay. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all, not very concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned, somewhat concerned, very concerned?
Neither or.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Heard a little.
Okay. All right. Based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on a ballot measure?
Undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I won't vote on that.
Vote no? Okay.
No.
Here is the text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 election. adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. It goes on, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers identity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Now, would that be a yes vote? Puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution? A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution.
No.
No? Okay.
I just want to identify as an illegal alien and not have to pay taxes anymore.
Okay. What values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. First one is personal responsibility, second, empathy, third, protecting lives of unborn children, fourth, goes too far, five, faith in God, six, responsibility to women, seven, safety, eight, distrust of government, nine, family, 10, parents' rights.
Eight.
Thank you. Okay. I'm all done. Just a moment. Okay. Okay, you gotta pick two, actually. You can pick up the two, I'm sorry. So you got eight and one more.
The second one.
Second one? Okay. Thank you. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it not? Or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference.
No difference, okay. If you learned a candidate for a political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make it no difference in your likelihood?
No difference,
okay. If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your...
No difference.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done, I promise. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exception, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
One face to decide on their own.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, but want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be legal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
The first one.
Okay. Thank you so much for being so patient with me. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
States can decide on their own.
Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, somewhat important, very
unimportant.
Unimportant, okay. Would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important, somewhat important, unimportant? Very unimportant, I'm sorry, let me start. Very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, somewhat important, very important.
Very unimportant.
Okay. You will now hear some information on conversative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by, one, allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies including pregnancies that end in miscarriage. 2, banning abortion nationwide. 3, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide. 4, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control. 5, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very
unfavorable about it?
Okay. Thank you, sir. If you learned a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference?
The one thing, I put money in my pocket again. I don't really care about the whole abortion thing, period. I want money in my pocket. I want to stop overpaying for useless bullshit in this country.
Sir, would that
I'm ready to go knock and be on the fun side of the wall and go to Mexico myself and not have to worry about any shit yet.
Okay. What's your answer? Would that be it would not make no difference? Or
no, it makes no difference.
Okay. Thank you. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement.
I don't care.
Hey, I'm sorry? Okay.
I don't care what the Democrats have to say.
Okay. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. If
I don't care about the Democrats. I'm not voting for a Democrat.
All right, sir. Would you like me to continue with the survey or?
No, because it's all Democrat and abortion stuff that I don't care about. It's not putting money in my pocket.
All right. Have a great day, sir.